What's up, everyone? You already know it's that time. Just because I said it, I felt like it. I said Fridays before, but now I'm just doing them. Welcome back to Hey Oka King Podcast. I'm your host, Ryder King. Hanging out in a way that I don't really know if I'm even hanging out anymore. I'm chasing the desire to pursue a normalcy of the past just so I can feel like I'm more allocated and successful of a human being. Living in a world diecast by technology that brainwashes us to follow algorithms and to just basically manufacture our thoughts and online interactions online. What we like to absorb into ourselves, how we like to handle life. It's simple, but very complex at the same time, because what I'm trying to do is feel better by sinking into the past, looking for answers for the future, instead of living in the present, because living in the present is agonizing, because I am constantly faced with the real life fucking agenda of what other people have going on. The cruelty of the world around me is based simply on the fact that most people are bored. I too am bored, but I want to embark on grand adventures, which is something I'm still to this day temporarily barred off from. It's making me hostile to my soul. Ham and turkey, right? On oat nut with Munster cheese and some Dijon mustard. Very nice. You spend this time reminiscing in the past, and you know what you find? You're the only one there. Place quiets down, though. It's almost lonely. Set my watch to military time, and then I'll change it back. I ask people what's going on. The ambiguous answers. Everyone I've met that thinks they're smarter than they are thinks that I am dumber than I am. And the smart people I've actually met just live their life and accept conversation for what it is. Guess just I'm filled in this world of over-sexualization and stupidity. Girls think that just because they're attractive that they can be sexual. Guys think that just because they go to the gym that they can beat you in a fight. And I'm inside some sort of realm where I just don't feel like I can have an actual conversation or do anything with anyone. Am I scary? Should I show more initiative? I don't know if it's necessarily anything that I'm doing. I just don't like the times that I live in. Because I'm trapped in these liminal spaces in my fucking mind. And I'll tell you something. I'm not comfortable up there anymore. My brain is filled with the negativity of things that didn't go right and the positivity of things that are no more. But I'm limited in my ability to move. So now that I'm stuck in the middle of Tennessee, yet a bunch of other people that I don't really know much about, but I live in a retirement area where there's a bunch of old people and their kids that are kind of just like, oh, you have money, so I'm an asshole. It is what it is. I just want to be able to fucking communicate with the world, man. That's all I want. I want to be able to feel like I'm not some monster to be. To myself. And then I look around. Everybody's tough. Everybody's a fucking gangster. Goes on longer than you think it would. Doesn't really matter what you think about life. Whether it be the bad, whether it be the good. So I look around for what I can see. Though deep in my heart, I feel defeat. It doesn't really matter what I do. I've never felt a connection that really felt true. I'm sitting there and I got friends from the past coming up to me and calling me on the phone. Sitting there and I'm talking to them. I don't even know what they want me to say or some shit. Because they'd just be sitting there getting drunk, doing the same shit. Oh, disparity of having no friends and sticking with the bad ones that you had in the past. And I sit there and I'm like, nah, man. I don't like you. I don't want to talk on the phone. You're all drunk. Oh, that's cool. I mean, you might be doing a better line of work, but every time you told me you had a good line of work, you lost your job within a month, and then you went home and beat your mom. So it's like, do I actually want to even talk to you? You're a mom beater. You know, who knows what else? You just definitely fucked up things if you, you Polish fucking dirtbag. And it's like, all you want to do is just talk about how fucking dangerous you are. This cop should have shot you in the fucking neck, not the shoulder, I tell you that much. Long as I eat my sandwich. You got the other dude that is married but still lives with his mom. And you got the other dude that's in a relationship that someone that only gives him pot. I don't want to fall in love with a world that wants to stay in its house. I want to get up and go out and move about. I've lost my husk. Sitting there, rotting even more, as I'm stuck in this rut. We are blanketed by rap of getting bitches and having money. But people don't understand that having bitches means having less money. And in order to get bitches, you need to have the money. But what they don't understand is that these rich singers have the money in the 6 and 7 digits. So where are they coming at? One in their pockets, nothing comes out. I look in their fucking wallet, it's empty. I played the thug life and I didn't like it. Made me feel like a monster. Ow. But I must admit, that was a really nice sandwich. Spiritually, I've been so inclined to look at people from all of my past lives, and I'd sit there. They would digress with things that would fill me with so much stress. And I'd hang there and I'd look and I'd gaze upon the past, sitting there constantly, just feeling like dear Reiner, we wanted to let you know that we've been trying to reach you October 31st, 2023. Thank you. Damn, Don. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm scared. Oh, I don't want this junk mail. I don't need it. Why don't I ever get any real mail? Why is it always a junk mail? What the fuck?
Hanging
out as I'm taking out my wisdom teeth. Sitting there and my gums keep clean. All the other things that I ever tried to see. Pain fresh and I'm sitting with my rotting mouth. I don't know what to do about. Because I'm feeling so alone. Telling the truth that I'm dead inside. Empty. Alone! My spiritual pursuits was me trying to do a spiritual pursuit with people that were already fucking dead in the ground. I was angry. All those memories of wasting my fucking time. All those times of going to someone's fucking house just to have them fucking wigging out. Getting fucking mean to being a dick. You can't use reason to people that think they know what they're talking about. You go to someone's fucking house and they're fucked up on drugs, causing a problem, and they put their hands on you, you fucking hit them. You talk to me again, I'm calling the cops. Question marks appear by my head. You and what fucking army is going to call the cops? You got drugs. You got an absence of normal behavior because you're on them. And their house would slowly get dirtier as you realize the mental incapacities of most society stringent only to itself. And I'll tell you the truth. Maybe it was a little bit lonely. When I was doing my best, you were still figuring it out. There's fucking monsters in my head. My soul. I don't understand. It's not that I'm sad. Oh. But Ryan, what is it? I'm fucking angry. Angry at what? Angry at the fact that I'm slowly having more of a slouch. About these things that I just really don't want to talk about. Yeah, I'm just angry. But it is what it is. So fucking sad and fucked up. After dealing with all of your shit. Looking at my fucking Bluetooth menus, got about fucking 4 blocks of Bluetooth bullshit that I'll never see again. Makes me sad. I live in a life so temporary, so life abandoned by the truth. No, I'm sitting here lost in my violence. No, it's deep inside of. Well, I didn't want to be a bad guy. No. I wanted to feel like I was alive again. All of my friends were just a bunch of drug addicts. And the friends I really wanted to hang out with just didn't want me around. Is it true that I'm some sort of goon, some sort of loser? I'm still trying to do my best to figure this all out. Yo, I don't like you. I don't want to be upset. I don't want to be around talking to people that make me feel upset and even feel belittled than what I am. I don't want to try so hard to be in communication with someone that just sits at their fucking home and smokes pot. I have felt terrible because of people that have done nothing with their time besides be boring, fucking lying, awful, fucking shitty human beings. Face the lie what it is truly, that you're alone because the world itself is alone, and you're just in it. Full flex from the views of nature that I used to indulge in. Now I'm hanging out, doing fucking nothing. Drinking water. I open up my fucking phone only to realize that people aren't online as much as I'd like to think, but I'd rather at least at their fucking house. I know people that go fucking hiking. I want to go hiking with those people. I want to go hiking and do fun shit. Because maybe that's where it comes down to, is I'm just stressed out. We'd be lonely enough to see that the world just filled with death and gloom. And then you got those that lay ignorant to it and those that just keep it out of their view. They got those that indulge in it, those that bask and add to it, and those that never wanted to be part of the world in the first place. It'll only be because the small amount of people that I talk to, I get rid of all the other people because they're not around. They don't want to be around. I move further away only to realize that people don't want to talk to you when you're not around. Maybe it's not me. Maybe they don't want to talk to me. Maybe because I can't offer them all sorts of shit and experiences that they don't want to be around me. I don't know how other people do it. I try to have conversations with people, but it's just tough. Because people just want to walk up to me and interrupt me when I'm talking. And I'm like, yo, I'm talking here. Anything. You know, I feel very lonely in this world because I don't want to think that there's anything actually wrong with me. I don't want to think there's anything wrong with my world. I'm not boring. And the spiritual side of myself says, you literally live in a town infested by meth. What do you expect besides people that are thrill seekers? The maybe I'm just tired of feeling so lonely. Maybe I'm tired of feeling like some sort of monster. Maybe I'm tired of my fucking cell phone becoming more connected to me than the world I want to be part of. Maybe I want to socialize with these people, these beautiful people. Maybe I just see that before I try to get in life, the less viable of an option I have to do so. Does even know how Yoke Gang podcast makes sense to me? I'm feeling so lost and alone. Oh, hi, Ryder. It's been a long time. I'm married now, and I have a family. I hope you're well. Well, I'm not well. I want to have a family of you. I want to be the one that you called your loving husband. I'm alone. Baby, someone else that you just like a lot more than me, I suppose. Cause right, I fell in love with a girl. Right, I fell in love with a girl. Another day when I was going through my phone doing some shit, pressed the share button, and I opened up the messaging app instead of the Verizon messaging app. I'll tell you what I saw. Split second of a message I sent to her. Let me go. Now I'm so empty. I feel so much pain. Cause I remember that shit that I tried to do. Yeah, that shit that I tried to say. Cause I felt lonely. I really actually thought I found the love of my life. But what I really found was the destruction of my peace. When I thought I'd be in love with a girl that was actually just dating someone that wasn't open up about it. You like the visionary in me. And I liked how she was filled with so much peace. But I saw how desperate she was for love. When she told me to keep smoking her weed. You wouldn't understand what it means to be in the fucking world where I feel dead. Fuck, I can't even open up the message anymore. I'm afraid there's nothing even left. Yo, sometimes I think about that girl that I used to love from so long ago. She was so cool. Oh? Because I understand what it comes down to. You could just say, hey, you. Hop in my fucking car. I'm trying to pick you up. We're gonna have food and then we're gonna fuck. In and have so much fun. This is what life's about. And I'm like, yo, I've only gotten that with a bunch of shitty people that like doing drugs and people that like to cheat and shit. When am I going to actually fucking meet like a human being that's worth loving? It's a tough time when you're just sitting there reminiscing in your brain. What am I even fucking doing anymore? Besides wasting my fucking time introducing myself over and over again to more people that are going to remain fucking temporary. I'll talk to a beautiful girl that we'll be interested in each other for like a month. And then she'll be with some other dude and get married. I'll never talk to her again. It's the same way it always has been. I'm fucking stressed out because I don't want to feel like I'm a child grown up because I didn't get to experience the joys I wanted to as a youth. Now I'm grown up where I'm supposed to be fucking quiet. It just fucking gets to me. I used to lay outside in the fucking grass, staring up at the sky. There was the leaves. It was so different. The clouds moved. And I was lonely as shit. I'd say to my punk older brother, I was your age. And I'm your age. On your age when I first met you. Imagine that. Imagine the prospect of Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. Or across the Spider-Verse. Whatever one he was when he met that other dude. The punk Spider-Man. I didn't see the movie. I just know. Because, you know, they flood the internet with that shit. That's what it was like when I met the fucking Duke. Duke was my older brother. Now I'm his age. And I'm feeling like a fucking hopeless loser because I've sat and trying to figure everything out for too long. You sank into the fucking twister, cyclone, hurricane bullshit of your soul. Eat you up. They once said that Hayoki King was more than just a whiny bitch. He was cool, he was a thug. He used to hang out with all sorts of interesting people. He also used to wheel and deal drugs. Used as an asset in the past, singing out on the truth that I'm feeling like an ass. And every single time I look at the task, I'm doing my best, but it doesn't come fast, it goes slower. Cause I'm stuck in my mind, hanging here, cause I really wanna cry or scream. Maybe I'll do that a try, and then I'm hanging out, watch the time pass by. Should I just get high and smoke weed and fucking play video games and be alone and miserable.